Miss anything for The Zone? Find the podcast on ESPNLouisville.com, ESPN Louisville app, SoundCloud, or on iTunes. Now, here's Jason Anderson.
We continue our coverage in Minneapolis. Jason Anderson with you from the Final Four. It is all brought to you by UPS Jobs, Baptist Health Sports Medicine, fueled by Kroger, and delivered by Papa John's. A man who no doubt ACC fans are familiar with. It is Maryland's, former Maryland's, now Westwood One's, Grievous Vasquez, and former NBA player as well, joining us. Grievous, how are you, sir?
I'm great, man. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you joining the show. Now, I was talking about earlier in the show today whether or not I should do the entire interview with you speaking Spanish, even though I don't speak a lick of Spanish.
That would be great.
So
can we do it?
Can we try that? Because you do the Spanish broadcast for Westwood One.
Yes. That's...
So let's start with this in English. Do you enjoy the broadcasting side of now the game?
It's amazing. It's an amazing opportunity for me. This is my third year doing the Final Four, broadcasting in Spanish with Rafa, El Alcalde. He's a broadcaster for the Cleveland Cavaliers radio station, too. So it has been something different for me. I'm still trying to play. I'm rehabbing my right ankle. But it's kind of like my plan B, because so much knowledge for the game. I'm commentating the game, so Rafa is the play-by-play. So able to, like, tell the audience in Spanish, look, I was there. I played it. I know what a player think. I know what was going through their mind right now, so I can explain it to you so you can have a direct access. Is something unique. So it's something that I'm really thankful Westwood One have given me and Rafa an opportunity to do it in Spanish. So todos los Latinos, all the Hispanic community, please be tuned with the Westwood One en Español.
Grievous Vasquez is our guest. Can you explain playing for Gary Williams in Spanish?
Sí. Jugar para Gary Williams fue un honor para mí. Gary Williams fue como mi papá, like my stepdad.
Absolutely, yeah.
Me enseñó mucho, impactó mucho en mi vida como basquetbolista y como persona. Y bueno, Gary hoy en día es una de las personas que tengo mucho que agradecerle, ya que me puso en una posición para alcanzar mis sueños, que fue jugar en la NBA. So I love you, Gary, so much.
What he said, though, I'll translate for those that do not speak Spanish. He said he was like another father to him, a mentor, a great person as well, and continues to love Gary Williams to this day, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's pretty much verbatim, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. All right, let's go back to English. The decision for you to move to the United States, I can't imagine that was an easy one. For those that may not know, you played with Kevin Durant in high school as Durant, the second best player on that team behind Grievous Vasquez. Obviously,
I was the man of that
absolutely.
Team.
How do you come to that decision? What all goes into somebody moving from Venezuela to the United States to play basketball?
It's a great question, because Brandon Francis from Texas Tech is going through the same thing. He's from Dominican, and you know, I left my country when I was 17 years old, couldn't speak any English, and all of a sudden I started to play with Kevin Durant, my senior year, without knowing who was Kevin Durant, because I came from another culture. So I left my family, especially my mom. It was one of the toughest decisions, but it paid off.
Yeah.
Not only played with one of the best players in the game nowadays, graduated from high school, had the best 4 years of my life in Maryland, ACC Player of the Year, Bob Cousy Award, and not only that, graduated from college, communication degree, and then I went on to the NBA. So played in the NBA for almost 7.5 years. The other half was injured. So it was an amazing experience. And what is crazy to me, it just goes, it went so fast. Yeah. So when you hear in the Final Four, you're looking at all these kids, and, you know, they cool right now. They you know, people be loving it. They have the whole media outlet looking at them, but it goes by fast. So if you don't take advantage, that is the most important thing about the broadcast, and especially when you have an experience on that court.
Yeah.
You can tell these kids, look, this whole event is great, but life goes on. So how are you going to take advantage of this? How are you going to utilize this to your advantage? In order for you to buy your mom a house, make it to the NBA, and be this guy that you want to be eventually. Because this is only 4 days, four or five days.
Good point.
And that's it. And then what happened after that to the seniors? How many of them made it to the NBA? Because then we're talking about Zion, and we're talking about these stars. These guys are going to be drafted in the first round, the first five picks in the draft. So there's not that many guys that on this Final Four are going to be drafted in the top 10. So they're going to be some high picks. But what I'm saying is, kids nowadays, college athletes need to understand, like, don't take anything for granted, because it goes by fast and injury can change your life. And then when real life hits, because right now everything is being paid by school, mm-hmm. by your school. But then when you start paying for gas, water, and whatever mortgage you have, then the real life start hitting on you. So you got to be prepared for that, which is, to me, the most important thing. So basketball can give you that platform. And that's what I did. I utilized my platform being an international kid from Venezuela, the third Venezuelan being in the NBA, ACC, only Venezuelan ACC player of the year. So, I utilized my platform, because you can only play for so many years, regardless of what your situation is. So that's why it's a privilege to do this broadcast in Spanish and trying to teach these kids, because I help a lot of kids to understand, just to give them the knowledge of the game that I have. But more so, look, basketball was my life, is my life, but also it's part of my life, because I'm a parent, I'm a wow. dad. Yeah. I have some other things that are very important. Sometimes you think this is your whole world. And he's not, and we got
you're the whole world to your kid.
Exactly. So you gotta be able to understand that, because that's part of, like, being in the Final Four. Like, you're playing at the highest level in college. You find a way to be here. Then if you did that, you proving to me that you will find a way to make things happen, yeah. for your life. To be the person that you want to be. So to me, this is a great experience overall for me.
Grievous Vasquez is our guest, former Maryland player, All-ACC, Bob Cousy Award winner, played 7 years in the NBA. You mentioned, coming to the United States and opportunities that you had and things like that. Is it difficult for you to be doing the things that you're doing and see what's going on in Venezuela right now?
It is extremely difficult. We obviously going through a crisis where, political wise, it's a disaster. A lot of people, the human beings that just need water and electricity, don't have it. Two things are very important for any human being to live. So, but like a coach, like a parent, you control what you can control. So yeah. you make your impact through basketball, through sport. You help. I have a foundation back home, a foundation here that I can help a lot of different kids in Venezuela. I give out a lot of scholarships to high schools, junior college, so I can help as yeah. much as I can. So I can make an impact in my community, which is hard nowadays, because what we're going through is something that no one else is, like, I can't even explain it to you. It's the worst era of what's going on with my country. So I wish God can bless us and keep us on this, keep us on his prayers, because it's hard. It's hard going through what we're going through as a country, and I feel for my country, because we're great people. We're a great country, so we got great athletes, not only in basketball, baseball.
Baseball, yeah.
We're huge in baseball. We're great with the jockeys and horses as well. We're good with a lot of different things, and to be going through what we're going through is kind of sad, but sometimes you got to go through things for you to actually become the country that we want to become, So hopefully everything gets much better for us.
Grievous Vasquez is our guest. Have you been to the Derby in Louisville?
I haven't been, but I do have horses in Gulfstream Park.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do. I love.
So you enjoy the sport?
I work with a trainer named Gilberto Serpa, a Venezuelan trainer. My jockey is Emisael Jaramillo, one of the best jockeys ever born in my country. He's now in Gulfstream Park. Javier Castellano is another jockey, Spanish, Venezuelan. I'm into horses.
Do you think you'll maybe have a Derby contender one day?
That's the goal. I definitely right. want to get there. It's not only about basketball; it's about horses as well.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, we got to get you to the Derby soon, yeah, then. Yeah. Absolutely. Grievous Vasquez is our guest. Can you, in Spanish, what's your proudest accomplishment? This would be part of our Final Four. It's four last quick questions. So, proudest accomplishment in Spanish.
Graduarme en la universidad fue uno de los objetivos más importantes en mi vida y ser comunicador social para mí es un privilegio y algo que jamás nadie me va a poder quitar. Así que tener un título universitario ha sido un complemento importante en mi vida.
He said this interview right here is his proudest accomplishment. I thought that was very nice of you. Very nice of you.
That was good. That was good.
That's really nice. Who was your idol growing up?
My idol growing up in Spanish or in English?
Either one. Spanish, because then we can recognize the name either.
Mi ídolo siempre fue Kobe Bryant. Siempre.
That was Kobe Bryant, by the way.
Sí, sí. Yes. Siempre fue Kobe Bryant por su manera, su ética de trabajo, y obviamente por ser un basquetbolista importante en mi deporte.
Absolutely, I agree with that one. Is there a coach out of these four that are here that we can go English now? Coach you'd like to play for? Out of these four coaches,
out of these four, love Tommy Izzo. as much as I hate him, I would love to play for him.
All right, and then who wins on Monday night?
To me, the final will be UVA versus Michigan State, and the champion will be UVA.
UVA. All right, we'll see what ends up happening. Grievous Vasquez, thank you so much for stopping by. This was fun. I appreciate
thank you.
You having some fun with us as well. Best of luck with the rehab as well, and continue playing, and certainly with the broadcast side as well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, there's Grievous Vasquez joining us at Maryland, All-ACC player, Bob Cousy Award winner as well, best point guard in the nation. That was the year John Wall was up for it as well. That's Grievous Vasquez joining us here on Radio Row. Our coverage at Radio Row is brought to you by UPS Jobs, Baptist Health Sports Medicine, fueled by Kroger, delivered by Papa John's. The game's coming up tomorrow, starting at 3:30. Now, we'll have special coverage starting at noon, heading up until 3:30, so about 3.5 hours of coverage leading into the Final Four show by Westwood One. Play-by-play, exclusive on ESPN Louisville, presented by Mattress & More, Wright Implement, Dave & Buster's, UPS Jobs, FFO Home, delivered by Papa John's, and it is all fueled by Kroger. We will take a timeout. We'll continue rolling. We're hanging out in Minneapolis, the Final Four. It's a Friday. It's ESPN 680 105.7.
You are listening to the Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination online at bluegrasskarting.com.